Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Banca Generali first half 2017 results conference call. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Gian Maria Mossa, CEO and General Manager. Please go ahead, sir.
Good morning, and thank you for attending our first half 2017 results conference call. This time, we decided to keep the presentation lighter, shorter, just because we met recently for the MiFID Day, and we already discussed all the major issue on MiFID and on our strategy. The presentation today will be mainly focused on numbers. As usual, at page three, we start with an executive summary. Let's say that first half results are very sound and solid, probably the best ever from my perspective, due to several factors. First of all, strong growth of our management fee, that is our core business, due to a solid margin and an expansion of assets, and as well as cost discipline. You know, for us, operating leverage is one of the pillar of our strategy. As a result, also thanks to a very conservative approach to our portfolio, let's say banking book and the lending activity, capital ratio are increasing. Of course, we are reaching, let's say, the level very high, in line with the best practice of the market. From a commercial perspective, first half was a great semester due to mainly a strong activity on our wrapper solutions. We exceed 10.6 billion euro, and also more in general on asset management products. For the first time of our history, almost all the inflows were on very high-quality asset management products. Almost stable, the data on the numbers on traditional insurance products and on, let's say, banking products. Page four, key takeaways of our P&L. Starting from total banking income, as we said, +34% year-on-year basis, healthy business, and trend reflect this sharp increase on assets, as well as an increasing penetration of our wrapper solution. Operating cost is in line with our guidance, of a long-term guidance, so the range 2%-4%. As you can see, this time we have a higher provision that are linked mainly to a stronger growth and a prudent and conservative approach as usual. You know, we pay incentive scheme and recruitment package are 100% linked to the quality of the asset transferred or the new inflows, and so you can see a number that is higher than historical, and the historical one, and higher than the 2016 one, due to the tremendous job that our financial advisor are doing in terms of quality of our mix. We project our net provision at the end of the day, at the end of the year, in line with this number, because as you know, during the year, the incentive scheme is paused here, and then at the end of the year, we move from a provision to payout. So, to give you guidance for the full year result, the net provision will be almost in line with this first half results. Page number five, some key numbers of the bank. Total assets, 52 billion, and with asset management product accounts for more than 77%, and we think that we have reached the top of this, historically top, and the highest contribution of high-quality products. We want to maintain this level, 77-78 represent for us a target on medium term. Net inflows, 3.8, as we announced during the MiFID Day, we have a target between 5-5.5. The activity in July is good, but we start seeing a progressive deceleration of these numbers. Total FAs, we almost reached 1,900. I'm very, very proud of the new recruitment activity, new recruiter, new private bankers, high quality, very, very strong professional, high skilled people. So we are going in the right direction. New direction, the mix is changing. We continue to recruit from traditional retail and private banks, as well as we are accelerating the recruitment activity from asset gathering industry. They say that the financial advisor perceive the bank as the safer place to approach to face MiFID challenge. As usual, now let's go through the single components of our revenues, starting from net financial income. The good news is that the profit and loss almost reached 10 million, and we at the beginning of the year we had a more conservative target, and the net interest margin continued to be solid, even if you know we are resetting the coupon for the floating investment. We are approaching our portfolio with a very conservative strategy to be ready to take an advantage of any increase in interest rate for the next year. So I confirm our projection for full year results of one single digit growth on year-on-year basis. Interest-bearing assets, almost stable. We reached 7.7. You know, lending activity is almost flat. We are working on the quality of lending, and so the volumes are almost stable, and we are improving just slightly the spread. 7.7 is the result of almost 6 billion of banking book, 5.6 plus long-term LTRO activity, and 1.7 in lending activity. Moving to the revenues, the best result of the half, in my opinion, is the growth in management fees. We reached 280 million. It is a very sound number and is sustainable for the future, because as we will see, is the result of a well diversified portfolio. Good news also from other fees, in particular banking and trading fees and advisory fees, are growing fast, and probably even faster than my original projection. Performance fee gave a great contribution to the first half. For the third quarter, we do not expect the same contribution due to a stabilization of the markets. And last but not least, fee expense. Very proud we are keeping the payout ratio, the ordinary payout ratio, below 35%. That is our target, long-term target, while for seasonal reason, seasonal effect, payout ratio results almost 50%. Again, in line with our projection of 5.5 billion euro for the full year results, and also with a very strong contribution of wrappers, so higher quality products, I'm confident to keep the payout ratio lower than what we reached last year, so below the 2016 results. And so just to sum up, provision in line with the first half results, payout slightly lower the results of the last year, even if the quality is much higher. Next page, you can see the quarterly trend of management fees. It's impressive, the comparison between the second quarter of this year and the second quarter of 2016, plus almost 20%, and the average managed asset of the second quarter was 51.2, and we closed the half, as you know, 52.1. So we can expect also a better result for the third quarter and the fourth one if markets maintain this kind of trend. The margins, the good news of the day, we continue to keep stable margin. This is the result of higher weight of asset management products on the total assets and the increasing interest in wrapper solution by clients. Next page, page number 10, front fee, almost stable, year-on-year basis. As we said during the MIFID day, I expect for the future a stable contribution from front fees, while we expect a stronger contribution from banking fees, where banking fees is the sum of three major elements. The first one, traditional banking fees, where we try to maintain the same contribution, but the contribution is negligible on total revenues, acceleration in trading, and acceleration in advisory fee. Performance fee, as we already said, the third quarter, our projections are lower than the second quarter, still positive but lower, and I can confirm that we are ready to change our mechanism for the starting from the 1st January of the next year. We are sharing the new approach with authorities, with association, and with the market, and the feedback are great. We can stabilize our performance fee by increasing as well the quality for the clients, because we cut the days of the performance fee trend. Next page, page number 11, we can analyze operating costs. Here I can see some good news. The first one, strict control of non-sales personal costs. You know, the result is due to also a lower contribution of the incentive scheme for the personnel due to the results of the last year. Sales personnel costs up, but lower than my projection. We are considering to accelerate some recruitment initiative on this on this area. There are several good private bankers are considering the possibility to join the bank in this form, contractual form. So as last year and 2 years ago, if we see the opportunity, we will take it. Contribution for the fund resolution almost stable, the depreciation 3.8, and I would like to focus more on general expenses. We are transforming the bank. You know, we are very focused on our digital transformation, both for B2B2C approach, so for the financial advisor as well as the bank. We are accelerating the process and we are maintaining the cost under control. So I'm very confident that we will see probably even a better productivity and efficiency of the system at the beginning of next year. Page number 12. I love this graph, operating cost on total assets. It means efficiency. It means control of the cost. The quality of the services for our clients is stable over the time, and in a situation in which we are increasing the numbers of our top clients. This is thanks to new processes, new organization, and the implementation, the digital implementation. Cost income ratio, we like to represent this graph excluding performance fee. And as you can see, we are well below 50%. Last page on capital ratio. As I said, a conservative approach to how we manage our balance sheet, our assets, plus, of course, good results for the half, imply an increase in all major indicators. CET1, total capital ratio, and as a consequence, excess capital. Leverage ratio almost stable. From one hand, you have the volume expansion. From the other one, a less absorption of the banking book due to a reduction of the corporate components. Now, so just to sum up the numbers, I'm very confident on management fees. We are doing a great job. The wrappers are well diversified, not only as an underlying of investment, but also on client targets. We have the affluent solution, the private solution, and so I'm very confident we continue to focus more and more our attention, and so as a consequence, the penetration in our portfolios. I'm very confident to maintain guidance on cost. And I think that this could be the worst year in terms of in terms of payout ratio and provision, but the numbers, in particular payout, is probably lower than last year with better results. So probably from next year we will start seeing some benefits from all the great activities and expansion of these years. Now, looking at our portfolio, we said 52 billion euro total assets. I'm very impressed on the quality of our portfolio and on the activity, the commercial activity. We succeed in stopping the placement of traditional insurance product, almost stable. This is, the increase is due to also the performance effect, and almost stable banking products. Major solution up 4 billion euro in 6 months. This is the best results ever for us. These 25.4 billion euro of managed solution are well diversified and well distributed in all our strategies. So we have 6.7 insurance wrappers, 6.3 both financial wrappers and traditional discretionary mandates. Funds and SICAV have third-party products almost reached 7 billion, while our retail fund of funds offer is almost stable to 5.6 billion euros. In terms of net inflows, page 16, second quarter even better than first quarter, 94% in managed solution and 5% in banking products. Consider that for the first time ever, we rethought our incentive scheme for this year, and we introduced a sort of bonus malus mechanism. The sooner the inflows in good products, the higher the compensation for financial advisors. And so this is the result. Impressive numbers and say an increase in revenues from the beginning of the year. For the second part of the year, I think we will see a deceleration. I would say between 400 and 450 million per month, excluding of course August and September, that for us are particular months. And in terms of major solution, again the graph on the right, you can see how we continue to manage very small outflows on the part of fund of funds, while we keep a constant growth on all other products: insurance, financial wrappers, and single funds. Next page, a focus on wrappers. As we said, we reached 10.6 billion. We announced a target of 20 billion for the end of 2021. It means almost 30% of our total AUM. And you will see a progressive deceleration in the insurance wrapper and a constant inflows in the financial wrappers, because we have reached almost the last release of the product, and we launch new investment line, and we are introducing new facilities and new services. So we will keep the product very innovative with a new initiative also across the third and fourth quarter of the year. In terms of wrappers and inflows, you see that the second quarter again was the best ever. Next page introduces a focus on our Luxembourg platform, 14 billion euro, of which 54% invest in our institutional share classes. We announced this shift of strategy, moving from retail share classes to institutional share classes, and we succeeded. I think that we will continue with this trend. I have in mind 60-65%, and consider that from the next year you will start seeing new inflows, so positive inflows, also in the retail offering, thanks to the new innovative platform, SICA platform, we will introduce progressively in 2018. Last page, focus on recruitment activity. I have in mind a number between 2015 and 2016 results. Now we are 94, the first half close to 94. We are very close to 100 just now. And I have in mind a number between 120 and 140. So we will see a deceleration. You know, last year, the last part of the year was impressive, and part of the result of this year as a consequence of the continued activity of people recruited the last year. So I don't see the same trend for this year. This year was probably a better year because we recruited a lot in the first part of the year. We progressively accelerate this activity, and so the 2018 will benefit of this shift of policy. Total financial advisor almost 1,900. And again, there is a strict control of the quality of financial advisor. We continue to clean up our financial advisor base. We are very focused on average asset for financial advisor. You know that we have the target of 30 million. And as you can see, we are still accelerating. Now we are 27.5. In the last 6 months, we let almost 40 financial advisors go away. And again, our portfolio, average portfolio is between 5 and, let's say, 6 and 8 million euro. People that I think won't continue this activity as a consequence of the introduction of MiFID. We have to target top talented people, young profile, top professionals, all able to manage complexity and increasing quality of the services. We strongly believe on a wealth management approach. We strongly believe in a wrapper solution. We think that this is the answer, the best answer for MiFID review. And you know that we are working as well on new revenue sources to be ready to eventually offset any downward pressure on our margin. Now I will hand over to you for any Q&A. Thank you.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. The first question is from Gianluca Ferrari from Mediobanca. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi, good afternoon. I have three questions. The first one is on the 48% payout ratio. You said at full year this is going to be below full year 16 when it was 55%. You also said in Q1 that you had a target in mind of 52-53%. Do you confirm the target? So we should stick to the 52-53% you already targeted, or it could be also below that level. The second question is on the banking fees. You were very clear during the speech saying that this is a long-lasting trend. So this increase is going to stay with us. Is it fair to annualize what you reported in the first half at year end? Last question is on recruitment. Again, you were very clear in your speech in saying that probably first half is a one-off. So in second half you will slow down recruitment. I just was wondering if you see unfavorable conditions in terms of people you find in the market, or you consider the cost of recruitment a bit too high, too topish to keep hiring people at a pace of 130-140 FTEs per year. Thank you.
Thank you, Gianluca. Let's start with the first question. I confirm 53%. Let's say that we have around 53%. If you remember, in first quarter, our projection of new inflows were a little bit lower. So, of course, if you increase inflows, you increase payout for for the incentive scheme. So we are in line with our projection of the first quarter, a little bit higher, so 53%, let's say, due to the impressive acceleration of numbers. Banking fees, yes. I think that if you analyze, it's correct. And you will see the full effect of the strategy in the second half of 2018. So in that, you will see very, very strong innovation, news on trading activities, as well as on advisory services. So this is an extra source of revenues for us, especially for 2018 and in particular 2019. Recruitment activity, let's say that I have in mind a balanced growth. Is a sort of internal rule where the existing sales force must contribute for 50% of total inflows. Now the recruitment activity counts for something more. We are around 55-56% due to the tail of the activity of recruitment of the 2016. So I don't want to have any unbalancing in the contribution to grow, so we will focus more and more the attention on new clients for existing sales force. I don't see any change in the condition, market condition. I see a continuous interest in the bank, in particular from financial advisors. I want to be a little bit more selective, so we are raising the bar. For example, we are penalizing, we will penalize from starting from the 1st of September, goals, targets, less than 20 million. So we are raising the bar, and we will increase again the relationship between what we pay for the quality we receive. So we are thinking of changing a little bit the package, but just because there is such a strong demand and curiosity on the bank that I think that we can be even more selective in the recruitment activity. I want to stay around 50-55% maximum. It's very important. It's the difference between us and the market. Banca Generali is the best place to work because we are very focused on existing sales force. We want to work with the top talented people, and we are first of all focused on our existing financial advisors.
Sorry, Gian Maria, if I can make a follow-up question, and I don't know if you can answer to this. Are you looking into Banca Intermobiliare BIM?
It's a very direct question. Let's say no. Let's say that at the moment I haven't any dossier on my table. Let's say like this, on my desk.
Okay, thank you very much.
The next question is from Alberto Villa of Intermonte. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon and congratulations for the results. Well, we touched base on many points during your Investor Day in London, so I would just have some comments on the possibility that going forward in the coming months we expect a slowdown in net inflows, but is there still room for a mix improvement, so to say? Is that still the case that you have still clients or part of the assets of the clients that can be switched into the wrapper solutions so that we can expect this good trend on margins to continue going forward?
No. I mean, 77% of asset management product is a very high percentage. Moreover, you have to consider that we are launching our advisory fee model. So we will start charging an advisory fee on stock and bonds, say, administrative assets. So I think that 77% is a good number, and I think that margin are very, very strong now, and we have to maintain this level. It's difficult to think of increased margin. I think that we can diversify. And in terms of new inflows, if you think of the numbers of the first half, almost 90% was invested in this solution, so 90% is not sustainable. I would target for the new inflows 50%, more or less, and I think that you will see a progressive increase in the penetration of wrappers thanks to a remix of the portfolio. You will see a lower contribution in traditional insurance products in the medium term.
Okay, thank you very much.
The next question is from Matteo Ghilotti of Equita. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Just a simple question. If I understood well, you are telling us in terms of net interest margin that in the next two quarters, probably NII will be flat because of the risking of the portfolio. I just want to be sure of my interpretation.
You are right.
Thank you.
Thank you, too.
Mr. Mossa, there are no more questions registered at this time.
Okay, so thank you all, and I think that we can say enjoy your holiday. Bye.